what are the feelings in your locker room for this game, Coach?
What are the feelings in our locker room? Well, we start off with, we're playing the Super Bowl champs. And our guys, you know, this week, you don't have to, you know, I don't have to start off with a whole lot of George Halas's speeches about getting ready for the game. We know who we're playing. We know about the rivalry, the series, and just, you know, division opponent for us as much as anything, our first division team that we play. So the guys will be ready for this week.
You've played this team more than any others you'll face in the league. So how does that affect preparation? You know the schemes. Do you spend more time on looking at film for player tendencies and, you know, go over their roster more? And how does it play out on game day between these, the way these players interact with each other before or after the game?
Well, I think all of the above as far as our preparation. Yeah, we look for tendencies always, and we do know each other fairly well. We played quite a few times from personnel. You know, yes, most of our guys, they can, you know, pretty much go to the starting lineup and who will be playing this week for the Packers, and I'm sure the Packers can do the same for us. When you play each other as much as we have, and our coaching staffs have pretty much remained the same, you know, you have an idea of what to expect on game day. And it's always about execution, and that will definitely be the case this week.
Lovey, how was Gabe Kareemi playing before he got hurt, and why has it been such a struggle for that offensive line to start gelling?
Well, Gabe Kareemi was playing excellent football before he got hurt. You know, whenever you put a rookie in a lineup, you know, and you get the production that we were getting from him, you have to be excited about that. And as far as our offensive line gelling, I think our offensive line is no different than any other. You know, we've lost two of our starters, and you're going to struggle a little bit when that happens. When we had our new group of five this year playing, they were playing pretty good football. But no one wants to hear about injuries, anything like that we're having. We feel good about the offensive line that we'll put on the field this week.
You want to run the ball, Lovey, more than you did on Sunday against the Saints?
We want to score points is what we want to do. How we score points, you know, that doesn't really matter an awful lot for us. I think most people would like to have some balance, but as much as you possibly can. But you get in every game and you see what you need to do to win that game.
You know, when you lose two games so close together, important games at the end, is there a tendency to, you know, overanalyze what happened in those games when, in fact, you were very close in both games? Did you have to avoid that in the offseason, or did you break it down all the way to every single, you know, blade of grass?
We break it down to that length always anyway. Especially, you know, at the end of the season when you go back over what you did. But, no, I don't think there. I think as we finished up the season, we knew we were a good football team based on being able to play that late in the season and losing the championship game by 7 points. So we realized that. And once you go through that, you just can't wait to get started again. And we had to wait quite a bit, you know, a long time like everyone else. But it's here now. And really, last year is kind of last year. We try not to live in the past too much. We're playing a 2-0 Packers team right now, and they're the defending Super Bowl champs. So, I mean, it's just about that.
Lovey, why do you think defenses are having such a hard time stopping the passing game so far around the league?
It's hard to say exactly why. You know, normally you would just assume that more defenses would have had earlier success. And the offenses would be behind a little bit, but there's a lot of great offensive players out there, and I still think it's a little early to really decide what's going to happen during the course of the year. I assume, you know, that shift, there will be a shift, you know, with the defenses getting up a hand a little bit, you know, before long.
How's Cutler playing, Coach?
Played well the first game. We didn't play as well as we need to as a team the second game. So, I mean, that kind of summed up Jay's play. He had an excellent training camp. Very pleased with everything that he's done. You can maybe say we took a step back this past week. But I'm just not talking Jay. I'm talking about our team. bounce back fairly quick. We feel comfortable and really confident with Jay leading us, believe me.
A frustrating game for him on Sunday. He showed his frustration on the sidelines. Is that just a competitor and a vocal leader, or can that create a distraction for your team at times?
Well, we're talking about Jay right now. I think you can put any other quarterback in the National Football League in there. You could put Aaron Rodgers in that same sentence. And when things weren't going good, I'd say if you looked on the sideline, he wasn't real happy. So I think that's analyzed too much on what, you know, you can find whatever you want most of the time on the sideline as you look. A lot of things goes on the sideline, and none of us were happy parts of that game, you know, that we had Sunday. But a lot of the game, we were.
Bobby, why do you think your quarterback is such a magnet for criticism?
I think it goes with territory. You can say that, again, you can put head coach in that same slot. There's a lot of people that take criticism in our game. We have a popular game, so that just goes with the territory. Our guys realize that. We realize that. It's what we choose to do. But the good part about it, you know, is when you get criticized during the course of the season, you can do something about it. You have a bad taste in your mouth. Another opponent is coming up fairly quick. So for us, we lost last week. We'll take all the criticism that comes our way, but we feel real good about this team. We're an excellent football team, and yeah, we got to get back on the winning track.
Well, you had pretty good success against the Packers' offense last season in all three games. What's your secret?
When you say success, we judge success based on how many times you beat someone, and you know, they had more success than we did. They're an excellent offense. Give you a lot of different things that you have to deal with. Formations, to personnel groupings, to, you know, just good football players. I mean, NFC North is a tough division, and you have to be ready each week. Again, they have an excellent team. We have an excellent football team. It should be a heck of a game. We're excited about getting another chance to play at home, you know, at Soldier Field against them.
Are you a better football team than you were last year, do you think, or have the potential for that?
Yes, I do. I've made that statement early on. I think this is, you know, as you look early on paper and all that, I think this is the best football team we've had since I've been here. I have made that statement. I think if you ask the Packers, they would say the same thing. If you're saying that you're not as good a football team on the current team as you were in the past, something is wrong. So we feel good. Our core, for the most part, of our team is back in place. And we like some of the new additions that we've added.
Coach, you saw a couple blitz-happy teams the first 2 weeks of the season. Are you expecting to see that again on Sunday? And if so, how do you go about handling what Dom Capers' defense brings?
You'd like for me to tell you that right now. Is Dom there? Dom, are you there? you just have to. You know, each game you go into, you just assume that teams are going to. That seemed to be the you know, the way everyone assumed we're going to be attacked each week, bringing pressure. So you deal with that each week. It's not our first time at the rodeo. If it comes, we'll have a plan to deal with it.